Next to me, Tommy Glavin. This very special man and this very special baseball player who, as you know, won 305 games, Cy Young Award twice, MVP of the World Series. And do you remember pitched the most important and most the greatest game ever pitched by a Brave starter to win the World Series for us in 1995 against a very, very tough, hard-hitting Cleveland club that he completely shut down in the game that we had to have to become world champions. The only world championship, professional sports world championship, our great city has enjoyed so far. Tommy Glavin is a Hall of Famer, so well-deserved. How he played the game, the bulldog that he was, could have been a National Hockey League player, as you know. He chose wisely, though, when he chose to become a baseball player. Here he is going into the Hall of Fame, so well-deserved. Winners make commitments. Losers make excuses. This guy never, ever made an excuse for why he couldn't take the ball, why he couldn't start that day, wasn't on a disabled list at all for 19 or 20 years. Bobby told me never once. I think it was maybe one time. This guy has been a winner. This guy has been committed to leading his team and his teammates and his organization to the very top. And today, I'm happy to say, we celebrate his going to the very top, to baseball's Hall of Fame. And it's my pleasure to present this cap to our newest Hall of Famer, Tommy Glavin.
Tommy,
what do you think, sir?
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
I don't really have any prepared comments, so I'll leave it to the questions for the most part. But,
you know, obviously, I'm flattered and honored and extremely proud to be sitting here today and talking with you guys about my selection to the Hall of Fame. You know, I had a phone call on the way down here from Tony DiMaggio, who scouted me, I guess it was. It sounded surreal coming out of my mouth, but 30-plus years ago, I guess it was, when I was in high school, so we're close to 30 years ago. So, and my comment to him was, who would have thought this 30 years ago? So, and that honestly sums up where I am, I think, right now emotionally. You know, it's the anticipation of this day really kind of picked up steam last night, certainly this morning, as you're making preparations for what you hope is going to be a phone call and getting out of here and getting to New York and having a whole bunch of things start to take place. You know, it was funny, Chris and I were talking all morning long about how it just today had that feeling of there was a big World Series start later today, and we both kind of had that nervousness about us. So needless to say, when the phone finally rang at 1:15 this afternoon, it was, you know, probably relief first, and then just like I said, a tremendous amount of feeling proud and satisfied and, you know, just so many other things. So, you know, nothing that I've ever expected, certainly not early in my career, but had a lot of great people that helped me along the way, a lot of great teammates, certainly a great manager and Bobby Cox, and so many people that helped me throughout my career, and certainly the backing of a great wife and a great family, and you know, certainly the support of so many years ago and even through today, my mom and dad. So it's been a very proud day for all of them, and certainly for me, knowing that I've made them all proud. So it's been a fun day so far.
Hey, if you would like to ask a question, if you could raise your hand. Adrian and Jim have microphones here. And if you could identify yourself for those watching on TV. Jeff.
Tom, two questions. First, do you think you would have been a Hall of Fame hockey player? And second question, this might be kind of hard for you, but what do you think made you a Hall of Fame baseball player?
Well, the answer to the first one is, of course, two of the guys that got drafted after me were Hall of Famers, Brett Hull and Lou Robitaille, so that, of course I would have been a Hall of Famer in hockey. I say that kiddingly. You know, I'm not sure what made me, if you can pinpoint one thing. I mean, from a performance standpoint, obviously it was my ability to locate the ball and change speeds, but I think the thing that led to all of that was probably my